We are in Simen Shin Chaf. We're up to Sif Yud Ches, and that's what we will be doing. Chovis Shepokako Bipkak Shel Pishton Listom Nekev Shebedofna Shemotsim Bahayayin. The hole in the barrel from which you draw water, from which you draw wine, if you stuff that with linen, Yesh Misha Matir. There are those who are matir that you're allowed to open and close it. Afal pi she'efsha shelo yischot. Even though when you press on it, it's a psik reisha for schita. V'hu shelo yeitachtov kli. As long as the wine is going li'ibud, the wine is going outside the barrel, so they say it's mutter. The kibin she'eno nena b'schita zo. Since you're not gaining anything from the schita, have a psik reisha. Pirush isa nimshach behechreach midvar ma kamo hamoves hanimshach bikar behechreach me'atozes harosh. Delo nichale. They hold that it's a psik reisha delo nichale. Umutter, and therefore it is mutter. V'chol kualav, and there are those who argue, v'amru de'af agav delo nichale, kibin the psik reishu osur. So what exactly is going on? The Mishnah Berurah gives a whole pshat here. That first of all, we're talking about wine. We're talking about a linen cloth that has wine absorbed in it. So to begin with, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that only in water is there a chiyah for malabain, for cleansing. If you squeeze out water, that's cleansing. Whereas if you squeeze out wine, that's not considered cleansing. Dosh, you don't have here. That means the schit of mafarik, you don't have here because it's going li'ibud, it's getting lost. So what's the problem? The only problem would be libun. That's if there's water. And in shar mashkin, such as wine, it's going to be mutter. Whereas the Ri says that it's still osur midrabbanan. Now all of this is when you're mechavin. What about when you're ain't a mechavin? So here's where the day of the aruch that the mechaber is bringing down comes in. The aruch says that where it's a psik reisha delo nichale, where you couldn't care less, the halachi is that that's mutter. You're allowed to do that. However, so again, first we have a machlokis, is there an Isser Malabin Bishar Mashkin? Then we have the machlokis with regard to the Isser of Mafarik, where it's holachli ibud, where I really couldn't care less about it. It's a psik reisha, but it's a psik reisha to lo nichale. So the Oroch holds a psik reisha lo nichale is mutter, whereas most Rishonim argue with him. Says the Machaber, Volim no gin heter bedover. The minig ha'olam is to be matir. Not only are they matir when the water goes, when the wine goes li'ibud, they're matir even if there's a keli underneath. So the question is, yesh l'lamed aleim schus, the kiven shabar zarucha chutz l'noris, ve'en yad magas l'noris, mutter midi dehav asfog. Sheyesh lo beis achiza, what is this svog? He mentions it's the rush of a fish, that when he gets up to look, it covers over his eyes, otherwise he would destroy everything. But anyway, the sponge has a beis achiza because it's long. So it's as if we're talking about a sponge with a handle. And the rivet holds that that's mutter. Now, lemaisa, the mechaber says, l'fi she'en taina zu chazaka, v'yesh l'gam gimba. This is a weak taina. You should make sure that it really goes li'ibud, and they don't have an open hole. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that the only way that you could be matur it is that it has a handle. And it's holach li'ibut, so you have a psik reisha lo nichale, together with the raivet svara, that it's not considered schita in the first place. But where you don't have both of those reasons, the fact that it's holach li'ibut is not enough to be matir something. And it's psik reisha lo nichale, we paskin l'chumr. It's aser. However, psik reisha lo nichale and something that may be mutter in the first place, there we're mekel. Now, this is all in wine. How about water? Water is going to be aser anyway because of malabim. The Tazashita is that white wine is like water that we say malabin. Mishnah Berurah here brings that schita b'seir, squeezing out oil or water from the hair is usr, and therefore when somebody does tefillah on Shabbos, they should make sure not to squeeze out the hair or beard from any water that's in there, because it's a Sfita Drabanan. The Sfita Drabanan is liquid that is suspended between solids that are close to each other. As in the case of hair or a brush, that midaraisa, since it's not absorbed, it's only suspended, is not Sfita when you take it out. Midrabanan, it is Sfita. Included in Sfita Beseyar would be the case of water inside a brush, meaning that is suspended between the bristles. That would also be Osur Midrabanan.